Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
You know, in a lot of ways, I was hoping the Yankees would have lost last night. Because if we had to come in here today after Ben Rice hits 9,000 home runs on Saturday and the Yankees bludgeon the Red Sox on Sunday Night Baseball, what I'm about, you know, I don't know where Sal's going, but I have a good sense. I know where I'm going. And it would have been a little tougher for some of you to sell if the Yankees would have won a couple in a row and masked what's wrong. First of all, what's wrong? The answer is everything. Everything, absolutely everything is wrong with the New York Yankees. The Yankees are broken, and Sal, Cashman's been my target for a long time. You know that. Mm-hmm. That's not the problem right now. The problem is the manager. Aaron Boone is not the right fit for the Yankees. Aaron Boone allows this stuff to go on with no consequences. Whether it's center fielders kicking baseballs, loafing after it, whether it's Gleyber Torres on autopilot for the last 3.5 years, Volpe not knowing the situation from third base, DJ LeMahieu not knowing what to do between first and second base, empty at bats, quick strikeouts, bullpens blown in terms of leads. The Yanks need, what the Yankees need, number one, is an entirely new roster, which is on Brian Cashman, outside about four people. But what they really need, Sal, and this is, I don't know how they fix this, they need a colossal kick in the ass, and their manager will never do it.
I just don't think they're good enough, BT. I can't put this on Aaron Boone. And now, look, these are the type of stretches that gets managers fired. The thought of even bringing up Aaron Boone and his job sounds preposterous off of the start that they had. However, they haven't won a series in nearly a month. Those are the type of stretches that get managers fired, especially when you're a team with the expectations that the Yankees had and a team that was playing as well as they did to start the year. But this is not on him. The team stinks. They have nothing. I said it in the offseason, and I'm mad at myself for getting away from it after their hot start. They didn't do enough in the offseason to fix deep-rooted issues. They didn't do enough. And it's not just about Giancarlo Stanton getting hurt or Dominguez, his backup, not being ready. It's all of it. They thought they were going to patch it with Juan Soto because Verdugo is a whatever addition. Yeah, okay, solid upgrade in left field, but he's not an impact game-changing player. And by the way, even if he was, it's still not enough. The Yankees weren't a very good team last year. It was all about, well, Judge stays healthy, masking all those concerns or all those flaws. Well, Judge and Soto have been healthy. Judge is playing a historic, you know, season here, and yet they still stink. So it's much more than that. The infield, no good. Catching situation, atrocious. Injuries continue to mount up. Starting pitching, no good. Bullpen, no good. Is there anything else? So for me, the last thing, or the furthest thing from the top of the list of blame or reasons for why the Yankees are as bad as they've been, is the manager. I know people are going to talk about it. I understand your frustration with it. I just don't think that this is Aaron Boone's fault.
And by the way, I've defended Aaron Boone a lot. Every time Aaron Boone, who's been the source of consternation for a lot of you Yankee fans, I get it. I have defended him. No more. I don't defend him anymore because it's not changing. There's no signs of anything changing. Where is the urgency for the New York Yankees? I watch, like many of you do, I watch every single, like unless I'm out or on vacation.
Right, right.
I am watching every single Yankee manager, you know, managerial post-game press conference. Every single one. And it's the same song and dance every time. You know, the Yankees haven't stolen a base in 21 games? Think about this. So you can't score, you know, unless Soto or Judge runs into one. And right now, both are getting a little cold, okay? Or Ben Rice, who wasn't even in the picture this year, and suddenly he's batting leadoff and hitting bombs on Saturday left and right. Think about that. We talked about Dominguez. We talked about Spencer Jones. We talked about maybe Peraza going to second base if you trade Gleyber Torres. Nobody spoke about Ben Rice because we really didn't know much about him unless you're a Northeast baseball aficionado because he went to Dartmouth and was a catcher and barely played during COVID because the college season was shut down. He's batting first. So, listen, there...
Don't you give Boone credit, though, for them moving...
Credit!
For moving Volpe down?
I don't
get... He had to do something.
Credit!
Yeah.
I will give a manager credit when a team plays very hard, when a team overachieves, and when a team plays consistent baseball. 0 for 1, 0 for 2, 0 for 3. Credit. Now, I'll give him credit for being a good guy. That's not about this.
No, I'm talking about this that specifically. They had issues with the lineup, and they moved Volpe down. Like, you know.
Well, he also moved him up when he was hitting 400 when he was batting 7th. And what happened? He got hot. Well, first he was cold right away. Then he got red hot. Now you yo-yo the kid all around like you did last year. So who knows if they're in the process of, I don't want to say ruining Volpe. I don't want to go nuts here. But, you know, they certainly have accelerated his development.
Right. Okay, but let me ask you. Is Volpe struggling Boone's fault?
He's the manager.
Or is that Volpe's fault?
I mean, it's both. Of course, the player's got to take onus of that.
So that's kind of my point. Like, Boone can roll him out there. He can put him wherever he wants. Ultimately, these guys got to get the job done.
Sal, let me ask you a question.
I'll tell you what Boone should have done is pull Verdugo's ass from the game after taking 10 years to run around the bases.
Okay, for the 30s to the
getting,
home run. Okay.
Yeah, the Yankees have been getting their ass kicked for a month, and Verdugo does a bat flip.
He's pimping like it's game 7, and they move on to the World Series.
You know what? They should have. See, when things are going well, all the dogs, all the Verdugo and Stroman, all the personalities are great. When things are going bad and you have Judge having to call out Stroman, Verdugo acting like a clown, that's an issue that the clubhouse was built for. Boone is good for this Yankee clubhouse. I'm not blaming him. I blame the players.
I don't think he's good. As a matter of fact, I'm going to the opposite. I think he's now officially bad for this team. I don't think he is the right fit. Aaron Boone is a good baseball man. He's got to get this thing going. Otherwise, he's going to get fired. I mean, what are we going to sit here for 3-4 more weeks and watch this, and the Yankees are going to lose 37 of 46, and there's no problem? This is the New York Yankees! Wake up!
What's the way out, though, BT? Seriously, what's the way out? Because I was thinking about this last night as we're getting ready for the show, and you're right, like, knowing that a loss is... Yeah, the Yankees lose another series. It's a layup for what we're going to start the show with today.
Yeah, sure. And it's bigger together. Picture, though. Macro now.
Okay, and I'm thinking, all right, well, how do you
fix it?
How are they getting at it? Like, you want to take the silver lining with Heal last night? Okay, great,
He pitched real well.
Okay,
I got it.
But do we ultimately trust that he's going to be that at the end of the year?
I mean, I got an answer for you.
Yeah.
The way you start to try to get out of this is holding players accountable. And that's the biggest thing missing with the Yankees. There's never any repercussions. This goes back. Gleyber Torres has been hot-dogging it for 3 years.
Well, they did bench him.
Okay, well, 3 years too late.
Yeah, well.
Because the die was cast, and he became the player in terms of his personality and what's acceptable and what energy he emits or what he does not. That's on the manager. I'm sorry. I know that Volpe should have known the situation the other night. He didn't. All right, learning experience. I'm not saying you blast the young man in the papers or in the post-game presser. I get that. And Aaron Boone has straddled the fence well of keeping things together when it goes really awry without burying players. And the players respect that. But when the players don't show you the respect of playing hard, then why would you kiss their ass? Why? Somebody tell me that. Now, if the players are feeling that, and based off of that, they are putting out an undeniable energy to reward their manager, well, then that works. It's the opposite. Yanks ain't playing hard, and the manager doesn't say anything.
Well, but
what am I missing?
Who do you think's not playing? Like, Grisham.
I don't think anybody's playing hard.
Grisham's been a disaster.
He stinks, Grisham.
He's awful. Oh, Grisham, great defense. Yeah, okay. The guy's talking about not playing hard. He doesn't do anything well. So Grisham is a waste of time. LeMahieu, it's not that he's not playing hard to me. It's that he can't play.
Then stop putting him in a lineup.
Who are you going to put in there? They have nobody. Gleyber, is Boone's fault? Gleyber Torres has been lackadaisical his entire career?
Honestly,
Brian Cashman traded from shoved him down our throats, moved him to shortstop, moved him back. Yankees have mishandled Gleyber Torres, not understanding what he was, thinking he's better than what he is. Same thing. Oh, now Austin Wells going to be the next coming. Yeah, okay, great. Anthony Volpe going to be the next coming. He's struggled now in year two. Like, we anoint these guys here before they actually do anything, and then we wonder how the Yankees stink all of a sudden. It's everybody. It's the entire team. This is not, like, you think, give me the best manager you think right now. Let's just say hypothetical, Yankees fire Aaron Boone, and then they bring in somebody. Who's the best manager? Bochy? Like, you can't get him. I'm just giving you.
Melvin's a good one.
Whoever.
Bochy's a good one. Roberts is pretty good.
They bring
Corey's
back Balk. I mean,
good.
Whatever. Like, you pick a guy. Are they really going to make a difference? I mean, dig up Casey Stengel. Bring him back.
Listen, at the end of the day, Sal, I think you and I are both right. Now, the construction of the team, that's why I always went after Cashman.
But
I realize it's incredibly flawed. My issue now is that the Yankees are not playing hard. Okay. And that's automatic.
So let's just try to resolve this.
You can't accept that.
Understood. And these are the type of stretches that get a manager fired. Whether I think he should be or not, whether you think he should be or not, these are the type of stretches for a team like that that get managers fired.
Yep.
Let's say they did. They bring in somebody else. Do you actually think it's going to make that big of a difference with this team?
No, they still need to make trades. But the starting point's got to be effort. And when the effort is optional or fleeting, then... you have no shot. You have no shot. World Series. World Series with this team? Are you kidding me? This team. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan. Listen, I wanted to come in happy. I wanted to come in, you know, honestly. But this is a disaster. When you don't steal the base for 21 games, when you've lost 16 out of 23, they've got a losing record in the division. The American League East has punked the Yankees all year, all season. I mean, they've got the worst extra inning record, which speaks to fundamental. I mean, ship sinking.
They could end up being a third wild card.
Triple A Day, 888-808-1019, BT and Sound on the Fan. All right, let's get to you guys. Jeff's in Hamilton. Jeff, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys, how are you?
What up, Jeff?
So, I normally call you guys, and I normally, like, agree with one of you or just agree with another one. I think you're both right. I think that the team is assembled. Obviously, the injuries, the disaster, that's on Cashman, but look, I'm old school, man. I'm 50 years old. George would have gotten rid of this guy. Boone has been around a long time. You guys know this. It's not just baseball. In all sports, when a team does not produce, and it's been, you know, it's been stale for a long time, what happens? You make a change with the coach or the manager. It's long overdue. Boone is probably a nice guy, but this team is playing sloppy. He makes questionable decisions, like in-game decisions. Time for Boone to go. That's how I feel.
All right, Jeff. I got you. Listen, I don't think Jeff's alone at all. And, you know, I think Aaron Boone's greatest strength so far, and he's dealt with some years where there's been a lot of issues in terms of injuries for the Yankees. And despite not being handed a really good roster from the general manager, I think Boone's greatest attribute so far, I mean, listen, I know he knows the game, so that's a given, but has been his steady hand, his stability, his emotional stability. I think he's been the adult in the room when things start to implode around him, injuries, underachievement, this guy, whatever. I think his steadiness is a great asset, but when the steadiness no longer impacts effort, now we got a problem. And that's where we are.
Yeah, I just don't, like, I get fans are going to say, fire the manager. Look at this team. They're a disaster. They're a mess. This has nothing to do with the manager. For me, if I could come up with a list of 15 things, Aaron Boone would be at the bottom of that list as far as where the blame goes.
Okay, understood.
He's handled himself the same way from day one as he has now.
But that's not good.
They've won 100 games multiple times.
But the great one's got to change. Yeah. You got to change with the circumstances and the situation that you have. So you say there are 15 things that you can list right now in front of Boone. And I know what you mean.
Yeah.
And that's why, by the way, Sal, I said before, we're both right.
Right.
We're both right here. But where would you put effort? How would you rank the Yankees' effort right now?
I mean, I think
for the last three weeks or longer.
I think certain players are not giving max effort.
That's
certain
on the manager.
Players. Yeah, but only a few players. Like, do you think Aaron Judge doesn't give max effort?
I'm not talking about Aaron Judge.
Okay, well, but he's there.
Soto's been giving max effort out there in right field the last couple of the last month or so. Mm. Going back to remember, I mean,
all of a sudden things are not as rosy as initial with Juan Soto.
They're not. He's on
the
300
pinstripes. And Soto's going to be a Yankee for life and loving it, and the roll call and the bleacher creatures, all of a sudden, trouble.
He's not hitting 320 anymore, so things aren't as good.
By the way, Soto should be the least of the Yankees' concerns right now.
He is.
No, I'm not even talking about performance-wise. I'm talking about, like, long-term locking him up. You're seeing right now what Soto and Judge can be as a tandem, as great a tandem as it is. Same thing with Ohtani and Trout. It doesn't mean you have a good team. Yankees built themselves up so much pad with their great start that it seems unfathomable for them to really be an actual bad team. Mm-hmm. However, if you watch them play for the better part of a full month,
they're bad.
They are a bad baseball team.
They're one of the worst teams in baseball.
Correct.
At that point.
That's how bad it is. So I guess my point is then, how do you fix that? Like, You can fire the manager, and that's why guys get fired. He's been here a long time. They're underachieving by every measurement, even with the injuries. This is a bad stretch. They haven't won a single series in basically a month. This is how guys get fired. But let's play it out. Let's say they do fire Aaron Boone. A, who's taking over? And B, do you really think that that's going to make a difference with this team? I don't.
I don't know the answer to that, but what I do know also is that, you know, at some point there's a chance you got to just take a swing and find out. Because if this continues to go on and the Yankees languish for another couple of weeks, I mean, are we going to really sit here and think about this, Sal? In early August and the Yankees don't bust out of this coma that they've been in now for a month, and we're going to sit here and say, look at that, that's it. Yeah, come on, Boone. It's not Boone's fault. Well, it's somebody's fault.
You know, they got to do something.
It's somebody's fault. And I have always leaned on this. Like, and listen, this is not anything that is out of bounds. I don't know how you, from a Yankee perspective, can't feel the way I feel today. Honestly, I think that that's the overwhelming thought process. You almost, because you watch and you see. And I have always leaned on, you've heard me say this, it's the highest rate of failure. Baseball, cyclical. Man, baseball is hard, which is why I give these guys hopefully enough latitude to figure things out without trying to bury them day after day. It's a long season. But when you don't run, when you don't attack baseballs in the outfield and you loaf after it, when situationally you don't know what's going on, I can't defend anybody, and I won't. 888-808-1019. Let me get Rayanne in Port Washington. Rayanne, how you doing today?
Good, gentlemen. You know, I would scream just as loud as you, BT, if I wasn't, you know, trying to maintain composure. Because it is Aaron Boone's fault. I've been saying it for 3 years. He's great when the times are good, but when times are bad, he can't pick up the pieces. He said himself, quote, "My job is to motivate and give them confidence." So, I'm sorry. He's doing neither. Between him and the Yankee Office of Mental Conditioning, which they are spending millions of dollars for, they are not doing their job.
Do you think DJ LeMay is a good baseball player?
I think he could do better.
Yeah. Okay. What about Trent Grisham? You think Trent Grisham's a good baseball player?
No, I don't know why he's there.
Okay. What about Gleyber Torres? You think he's good?
Now I'm going to say something. I'm an educator. I think Gleyber Torres has focus issues, yeah, big time.
All these guys, and I could go on. Believe me, I could go on.
But that's only three, the rest of them are totally capable.
I could go on. By the way, you think that's a good bullpen the Yankees have? You know, is it Aaron Boone's fault that Tommy Canley gives it off or Clay Holmes blows the game the other night? That's Boone's fault? Like, he did everything he possibly could to put the Yankees in a position to win a game that they should have won 99 out of 100 times.
Yep.
But yet, with two strikes, two-run lead, Clay Holmes gives it up. Gives up the two-run home.
But here's my pushback to you, Sal. And again, I hear you. It's a flawed roster. Cashman dropped the ball. What a surprise again. But we can't have it both ways. We can't sit here and say the roster stinks when they raced out to the start that they did and were on pace for 110 wins.
Right.
Like, when it deteriorates, we want to know why. And there's baseball reasons. My thing today the focus and the effort and the passion for their jobs.
Understood, and I think each individual can be questioned for that. I got away from it in season because I had no choice. The Yankees were playing like one of the best teams ever. In the offseason, you and others mocked me for saying that the Mets had a better offseason than the Yankees, when I know deep down you also felt the same way. Forget about the Mets aspect of it. Mm-hmm. But that Cashman didn't do enough. Mm-hmm. He didn't do enough to fix this team. Juan Soto was not enough. Marcus Stroman is not enough. Verdugo's not enough. They needed much more. They kept doing the same thing. Now, it looked initially like, wow, you know what? I was wrong. They were right. Ultimately, now, I was right, and they were wrong. They didn't do enough. It's the same stuff. LeMahieu's no good. Rizzo's no good. Stanton's always freaking hurt. Relying on guys who are unaccomplished, like Wells or Dominguez or Rice now. Like, that's a major issue. Look at their team. So, ultimately, they were not built properly in the offseason. And I'm not saying that, if Aaron Boone got fired tomorrow, I can't say anything about it. They're on an awful stretch right now. What I'm saying is that won't solve anything. To me, that will not solve any problems.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
And the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
What an absolute mess. What an... Actually, it's beyond a mess. You know, you don't use this word too often with the Yankees. It's a circus. Yankees are a circus right now. Minus the entertainment. Not even a fun circus.
I honestly can't believe it, how it's happened. With both teams, now the Mets have leveled off or whatever, but the fact that one team was dead to rights and the most boring team ever and has played back to respectability, going to be in the hunt here, 500 team, whatever, and then the Yankees, who looked like they couldn't be stopped, have fallen off. I don't get it. What's with the ups and downs, like the significant swings?
I think the swings with the Mets, we'll do Mets a little bit more later for sure, but I think the Mets swing is just the inconsistent pitching, which is going to lend itself to, you know, a little up, little down, whatever. Not that the Yankees have been a model of stability pitching the last month or so, which is why, you know, not coincidentally, they basically lose every night now, it seems, the last month or so. But I think that the Yankees, part of their mystique early, it was so heightened and so elevated, and understandably so, because of the guy in the middle, like the new guy. Here comes Juan Soto. Bang. Opening day in Houston. Guns a runner down at the plate. You know, ripping base hits and bombs and two walks a game and doing that. Like, it was such a different presence that even though we were a little concerned about Judge early, you just sense that, all right, when Judge clicks in, these two, wow. And then Soto went a little cold, and then he turned into a righty Babe Ruth, Aaron Judge. And it was a two-man machine. And I think it was easy for some, although we didn't, to overlook how many other holes they have.
But Volpe was playing well at the beginning of the year. Yeah. You know, Stanton going down, as much as you and I minimize Stanton, he was producing well. Like I said, I said this last week, a couple weeks ago, I think the Dominguez injury hurt even more because you kind of expect Stanton at some point to get hurt, but you then bring in Dominguez, and and they didn't have that. Maybe that puts pressure on the other guy. I just don't understand BT. Like, we've watched baseball all our lives. I'm not sure I've seen a worse stretch from the Yankees, period, but especially from a team that looked as dominant as they did at their best. You could expect Heel coming down a little bit. I expected Rodon to fall apart, but I also expected Cole to get back in that rotation and kind of level things out a little bit. Like, all right, even if Heel comes back down to earth, even if Rodon goes, you know, sideways like we expect, all right, they're still going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that they are playing now, they went from playing like the best team in baseball to the worst team, or one of the worst teams in baseball. I just don't understand it.
Listen, Sal, they've had some patchwork lineups the last couple of years here, trying to piece it together around Judge when Judge has been healthy. And, you know, you just knew, all right, not it. Not enough arms, not enough sticks, and just not enough contact and clutch rate. And that's why they lose every extra inning game, because their situational awareness stinks, right? So that's one aspect of it. And I know that we can become a little, and we'll get back to these phones, a little prisoner of the moment, but even with those patchwork offenses, I don't think I've ever seen such a dip from the Yankees. I've seen it from the Knicks and the Jets and the Giants and the Mets, but a sustained lack of focus and energy and passion without any ounce of accountability. This is the Yankees. They got to remember that. And I put this one on Boone. I'm sorry, Boone cannot be absolved here. No way. And I have had his back, and I like Aaron Boone a lot. But when you sit there time and time again and kick it down the road, well, you didn't run, you didn't hustle, we'll get him tomorrow. Nonsense. Not good enough anymore. Unacceptable. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal, Erickson, Massapequa. What's going on, Eric? How are you?
Yeah, Brandon, I've been calling you for years about this. Brian Cash, yes, Boone's not doing great. He should go. Brian Cashman is the problem. It's his arrogance. He thinks he builds these great teams. Their minor league system is continuously producing guys who are top five pen prospects. They come to the majors, and they stink. The lineup is absolutely awful. Ben Rice is a nice player. He's also a 25-year-old, so is he really a good prospect? Like, this team, from after Soto and Judge, Volpe is slumping. He didn't He slumped a lot last year, too. So who knows if he's going to end up being this 280, 300 hitter we all hoped. This lineup is pathetic. It is the worst lineup in baseball. I love DJ when they got him. He is absolutely cooked. He has to go. Rizzo's toast. Trent Grisham is terrible. Jones is terrible. Verdugo's a 240, 250 hitter career. So I don't know what they were expecting
Hold on. He's 281 for his career. Let's not start throwing and making things up.
All right. And then their bullpen. It is laughable.
Yep.
Clay Holmes is such – how he made the all-star team, I don't even know.
Yeah,
he's so overrated.
All-star.
This team, top to bottom, they are horrible. Cashman should have been fired 6 years ago, but they keep giving him a lease on life. He keeps making these little patch holes. Oh, let me trade for Luke Voigt. He's going to change everything.
This has to be the
all the time. I am so sick of this guy.
If this continues to go the way that it does, meaning that the Yankees, I don't know, fall short of the postseason, which, by the way, I don't think is a stretch anymore. Like, I still expect the Yankees to be a playoff team, but if you were to tell me they're going to miss it.
Oh, my God. Miss the playoffs?
I don't think it's. Look at the standings.
They're not going to miss the playoffs.
I don't think it's as ridiculous. I don't think so either, but it's not as ridiculous as you would think.
So if they do.
Do you realize right now? I mean, think about it. Let me just pull.
Haven't even checked the wild card. Like, I mean, I know.
So the Red Sox are the Yankees right now have a 4.5 game lead over the Royals. For the Yankees are first.
Yep.
Yankees are 55-37 in first in the wild card race. Twins 51-39.
Mm-hmm.
Red Sox 49-40. So only three in the loss column behind the Yankees, and then you have the Royals 6 in the loss column behind the Yankees. Again, do I think it's going to happen? No, but it's not. I mean,
the fact that you're even looking at it tells you that it's not.
They're sinking like a rock crazy. In the standings. They're already three games back in the division.
Mm-hmm.
They're sinking like a rock.
Yep.
So it's not that far-fetched to think that they might miss the postseason here. Now, again, I don't think they will. If I had a bet, I would bet that they're going to get in.
Me too.
Just because of the extra team.
Me too.
But if they keep playing like this, they're not.
And they're not winning anything when they get there anyway with this team.
And this is the point. So let's say they do get into the postseason, but they go out meekly or whatever. Like, this has to be it. You can't bring back Cashman and Boone again. You can't. This was the final. This has to be the last straw. Like, and it can't even be just move on from Boone and keep Cashman. That's not going to solve anything. You traded for the best player available in Juan Soto. It didn't work, assuming it does. If it doesn't work, it's time to blow the whole thing up and start from scratch.
I know you appreciate this. We all have certain things in our marriages, right, in our marriage where – when it comes up, you do the dance, you go in a circle, mm-hmm. and there's no resolution. And the other one thinks they're right. You get a little annoyed, but it never changes. Like, it could be a little thing, right? And you don't want to have those discussions. When you sense that they're coming up, you either leave the room or you start to tune out or you try to change the topic. I can't talk about this anymore. That's my point.
Right.
I cannot continue to have, especially Cashman and now Boone conversations for the next 2 or 3 years.
And let me ask you this. If they do keep them.
I don't even know if I could do it for 2 more months.
Yeah, I know. It's the same way I feel about Daniel Jones. Let's say that the Yankees after the season, because the easy move is to just let Boone go, right? Like, that's kind of noble. Cashman's not going anywhere.
Nope, signed a 4-year deal.
Right. So how would we ever, like, I foolishly got sucked in thinking that, you know what? I was wrong. He was right. Tip the cap. Great moves in the offseason. I misread what you were last year. You were right saying it was just the injuries. Now it's turning out that I was right initially, and they were wrong yet again. How could you ever trust Brian Cashman again moving forward after what we saw this year?
I don't, and I haven't, because he hasn't done anything lately to earn that, like, to have that sustained trust. I respect his resume. I think he's a Hall of Famer.
Me too.
Honestly, do I trust him? I haven't trusted him for years.
No, but we did get sucked back in because they were playing so well to a point where I'm saying, like, hey, this might be a great victory tour for Brian Cashman.
Yeah.
But again, it was fool's gold.
Yeah,
so I don't care if they start out next year 80-0.
Yeah.
Like, until they actually get it done in the postseason, I just can't trust them.
Let me get Steve and Nanuet, BT and Sal on the fan. Steve, what's happening?
Hey, BT, Sal, how are you? Let me get you off speaker for a second.
Go ahead. What's up?
I wasn't expecting to get through.
Gotcha.
Hey, great show, guys.
Thanks.
Listen, Sal, I agree with you when you say that winning has a lot to do with the roster. But what BT is talking about, what I hear is, and I agree with, is effort. And the effort starts at the top. And, I don't know, it really bothered me. I don't know if you saw that when Torres was benched and there was that image of him in the dugout.
Yep. For the two games.
Yeah, but the image of him in the dugout, he's sitting alone in the dugout, away from the team, hand in his chin, puss on his face, sulking. Mainly, in my opinion, it's because it's about him, not about the team. And we should have never seen that picture of him doing that. Boone should have been over there and says, hey, get together with your team and root on your team. It was like Little League. He was sitting there with his chin in his hand, sulking because he wasn't playing. And then, of course, after he hit the home run, when he came back, all the announcers, like Michael Kay, and they, he's got a nice smile on his face.
Yay. Every time Gleyber Torres hits a home run, especially if he pulls one to left field or left center, you could just say, I'll see you in 2 weeks. Because when he hits a home run to left, he's going to try to, he's going one for his next 25. Book it. Because that's what he does. Because he suddenly pulls one. Oh, let me get pull happy. Then he just rolls everything over or strikes out. Listen, the Yankees, like, you watch them, and it's so obvious that they are horrifically built. But when you don't even project an intelligence or a passion for your job, then the grading system changes. It has to. The easy stuff is Cashman. Everything that we've all said about Brian Cashman for years, including the good, by the way, is true. It's a matter of record. To me, and I respect what you're saying, Sal, I hear you. I'm not saying you're wrong. But to me, the new conversation is the manager. And don't tell me, well, you can't light these guys up anymore like Billy Martin. You don't think that I know that? Trust me, I'm well aware of that. But when they continue to embarrass the uniform and the brand by not playing hard, that tells me that the manager's not even doing it effectively in private.
Yeah, but I don't think it's that everybody's not playing hard.
I don't think they're playing hard at all.
I think Grisham is worthless. Gleyber's got his head up his rear end and always has. LeMahieu's washed up. Like, those are the, you know, it's not that Verdugo's not playing hard or Volpe's not playing hard. Not making some stupid mistakes, sure, but I don't think it's a lack of effort. Like, I'm just not sure how Boone is supposed to fix these guys. Holding certain guys accountable for certain things? Sure, he benched Gleyber. Now, you want to say too little, too late? Yeah, I mean, I'm the type of guy that would hold somebody accountable immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't, but I'm not a player's coach. Boone is.
Yep.
And if that's how he is, you got to remain even keeled for the most part. And I think he is. You know, Boone's fiery. He's going to get on an umpire. He'll get on, you know, certain guys, I think, at certain times where, again, benching Gleyber or moving Volpe down in the, I just don't know what more you want him to do. Like, it's not his fault to me.
There was a sequence the other night where the play with Volpe, Volpe's got to know better. The play with DJ, obviously, at the start of that play where he doesn't get in a rundown. And then Grisham kicks the ball in center field.
God.
And then there was an attempted pickoff at second base and thrown into the outfield. I'm saying, who's playing center field? Deion Sanders? Who's on third base? Hensley Mullins? I mean, who's trying to break up too? Is that Mike Blowers? Who are these guys?
Seriously, though, do you really believe changing the manager is going to fix that?
I don't know. I don't know. But there comes a point, and it's rapidly approaching, where they're going to have to find out.
Yeah. I mean, if it keeps going like this for another couple weeks.
I mean, yeah.
I don't know how anybody survives
that. You can't ignore it.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
He's homered. Derek Jeter homers to tie the game. And there it is, hit number 3,000.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
And it's time for the Wendy's Yankees Turning Point of the Game contest. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the Yankees, first one to correctly identify last night's Turning Point of the Game, gives a buzz, 866-540-WFAN. That is 866-540-9326. You'll receive two pairs of tickets to an upcoming Yankees 2024 regular season game, but it's all from your flagship station for New York Yankees baseball, The Fan. BT and Sal, good Monday, everybody. What's happening? Missed you guys for a couple days. Good to be back as we absolutely destroy the Yankees. I mean, you get the Cashman stuff, yep. You get the player stuff, yep. You get the manager stuff, yep. They are a train wreck right now. An absolute train wreck. And, you know, the thing is, we all know, because we've talked about it here for years, Cashman has really failed to build the Yankees into a modern team the last decade, roughly, and that's been fairly obvious. And many of you have voiced that displeasure, and we've taken calls. I've said it very, very often about Cashman. This is new for me with Aaron Boone, because I am an Aaron Boone fan, because I am a believer in you can only work with what you have. Honestly, I mean, you know, one of the reasons Mark Chernoff went down and will always go down as one of the great program directors of all time is because he had Mike and Chris. You know, you had Imus. You had Boomer and Carton. You had stars. You had lots of, well, he had to manage them. You know, certain one of them. I don't know if he was telling them that. Something awful what to do. The point is, though, that he was in a good position because he had talent and he handled that talent well. I know Boone doesn't have the requisite talent. He doesn't have seven young kids like the Orioles. So I've given him a pass until you stop playing hard. And that's what's happening with the Yankees.
Yeah, I mean, look, their worst year under Boone obviously was last year. It was a disastrous year. I think you could have made a case to fire him after the 2021 season. See, if I would have moved on from Boone and Cashman, and it was never, even when I said the Yankees needed to change the manager, it was never because I didn't think Boone was good enough or was his fault. It was just that they needed to change the entire philosophy. That's what happens in sports. Like, this is not a personal attack on Cashman, certainly not on Boone, but it's what happens in sports when things go stale or things haven't gotten to the level that you want, and the Yankees can sit back and say, yeah, well, we win 100 games every year, and we're always in the postseason. Yeah, that's great, but ultimately, it just didn't feel right, and it's felt like that for a while now, 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, and now again this year. It's the same thing for years. So I would have done it years ago. So I wouldn't be opposed to, at the end of the year, if it doesn't work, move on from Cashman and Boone. It's got to be a tandem thing, though. It can't be, well, make Boone the scapegoat now.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, if it keeps going like this, they're going to. Like,
they're
going
to have to.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way.
But I don't even know if they would.
I mean, my God. Again, I'm not saying they should because I don't think that it's going to help anything.
Yeah.
I think it's just the first, like, hey, we've got nothing. There's nothing else we do. Trading for Vlad Jr. is not going to fix this either. It's a deep-rooted major issue with this Yankee team. You could maybe mask a few things along the way, but ultimately it's a much deeper-rooted issue. So but a firing Boone, okay, great. Then what? At the end of the year, ultimately they're going to fall short again, and you're going to have to, you know, decide what they're going to do with Cashman. Him, I don't think they'll ever do anything with him. Boone, I think that they'll move on from.
888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan. Dan's in Garden City with us here. What's going on, Danny? How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
All right, Dan.
I have 2 points to make, if I may. One of them is very fast, and I'm going to say that I 100% believe that a change in manager is going to help the Yankees. Because what I think they're missing, what I complained about when Boone first took over the team, is I know this is 2024 and a lot of people in the world are going to disagree with me, but sometimes you got to kick people in the ass.
Yep.
Some people need to kick in the ass. And Boone is given orders by Hal. No, we don't want to be that kind of a team. We don't want those kind of managers.
Well, he was hired to be the opposite of Girardi, who was the guy who was going to kick players in the ass. And by the way, you saw how it worked. As much as I like Girardi as a manager, he failed miserably in Philadelphia. Worse, obviously, than anything with the Yankees. So it can't just be, well, you need a guy to kick in the players in the ass. It's the players that don't respond well to that anymore. So by design, Boone was hired as a guy who had, you know, established credibility, being a former big leaguer himself. He's got great pedigree with his family and, you know, being in the big leagues forever. And a smart guy that could also be forward-thinking with the data, but more of a player's manager. That's by design. Who are you getting to kick the players in the ass? You going to bring Girardi back? Like, who's that guy
right now? You're right. It's by design. And I do blame Hal Steinbrenner for taking the wrong approach of what he wants in a manager. Because if you've got players who get offended and want to curl up into a cocoon when the manager yells at them, they're the wrong kind of guy to have on the team. But you want people who can stand up and say, all right, tell me what's wrong. I want objective criticism because I want to improve.
Yeah,
I know you
had a second point. I think you and I think most of us agree with that. You know, even though the world's very different, you've got to be able to at least let loose a little bit here without fear of repercussions, but whatever. What was your second thing?
Second thing is, I think you guys forget very quickly how easy it is. I think you guys were doing this, but I know that almost everybody else on
WFAN. Go ahead. What is it?
This.
What?
When the Yankees were going really well, and they were talking about how do we extend Juan Soto, which is the most important thing, and we don't have the money, there were people saying, let's just get rid of everybody. All we need is Judge and Soto. Judge and Soto, that's all we need.
We didn't say that, so.
Let's forget about everybody else.
Okay. Who said that?
I'm not sure. I'm not trying to be rude. I thought you had another point, though. Well, I'm really not trying to be rude, I swear.
I know.
It's all good. Is that it, though? We good?
No. Let me just finalize that point. What I think this team needs, I know you're going to disagree with me, I think Gleyber Torres is a good player. He's not great. You're expecting him to be the superstar that we saw in his first year.
No,
that
not.
He came up as a rookie.
No, I'm not.
But I think he's a very adequate bat.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a superstar. And if you had 9 players in your lineup who hit like Gleyber Torres, which is the occasional success,
you'd be in last place.
You'd be the Blue Jays. Yeah, congrats. Good luck with that.
Nine players,
batting first, Gleyber Torres. Batting second, Gleyber Torres. Wow, that sounds inspiring.
Good God.
Batting seventh, Gleyber Torres. Awesome. No stolen bases, low OPS, a lot of whiffs. There you go. Wow, so he's the second baseman with power that comes intermittently. Whoa.
He's hitting .223. He's got 8 home runs. You want 9 guys like that? I don't want one. His OPS is .641 for crying out loud.
The same thing is, they almost do have 9. They have 7 of those guys. Just named different names, not Gleyber Torres.
Good point.
You know? Oh, my God. One thing that is worrying me, who is Anthony Volpe?
Well, that's
who
a big...
Who is he?
See, now we're getting somewhere.
Who is he?
It's why I say, and I thought I was ready to anoint him. I said it, putting him up there on a level where I thought he was on the verge of superstardom. The way he started the season, how could you not think that? So, who is he? I don't know. I still think we got to find out. That's an issue, though, for this Yankee team.
Yeah.
A major issue.
Yeah. You know, I understand he's still stuck on, 6 home runs, whatever it is. But I'm okay with that because I remember last year, and I was kind of in the school as well, sacrifice a few home runs and, you know, put 25, 30 points up on the average, maybe more. Because in theory, you hit a higher average, you're on base more, you get maybe 12 to 15 more steals, blah, 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 and you're more prototypical 1 or 2 hitter. And that started to happen this year, and then it completely dissipated. I think Volpe's good. I think in spurts he's really good. I don't think Anthony Volpe's special. Gunnar Henderson's special.
Right, and if Volpe's not
special.
If he's not, it's a problem.
A young Lindor special.
The idea that we're relying on Volpe, Spencer Jones, Dominguez, Austin Wells, it sounds great in theory. The reality is you need these guys to go out there and produce. So they haven't done it. Volpe's shown spurts, but that's a lot to ask of these young guys. They got to actually do it first.
Let me get John in Newark. What's going on, John? BT and Sal.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey.
Oh, my God. I've been calling years about the failings of Cashman. How do you have a $307 million payroll with this many holes in the lineup? He's a Hall of Famer. Give me a break, BT.
No, he is. Are there
any washed-up superstars out there? Because he'll sign them.
Let me
just give you this list of Ichiro Suzuki, Randy Johnson, Kevin Brown, Carlos Beltran, Kenny Lofton, Lance Berkman, Andrew Jones. You believe it? They were Yankees.
I know.
They were Yankees. He's BT.
What?
If you have a $300 million payroll every year, you could build a contender.
I wouldn't need $300.
That's what he's done through the years.
I'd stick 50 in the bank.
The highest payroll in baseball, keeping your team competitive. Who couldn't do that? What general manager couldn't do
that? That we agree with. I mean, maybe that's unfair, but no, I think you're being a little unfair. His resume is very top-heavy. But his achievements are noteworthy and undeniable. Top heavy, though.
100%. There are so many general managers, maybe not with the exact amount of resources that the Yankees have had, but enough resources that they don't make the postseason. Like, think about it. The Mets now, and even then, honestly, with the Mets, where they were always, pre-2009, always atop the league as far as payroll goes, and they never made the postseason anywhere near the rate the Yankees have since 1993 or whatever it's been. So let's not pretend like the Yankees haven't had great success under Brian Cashman, sustained, consistent success. However, we could also acknowledge it's time for a change. It's been time for a change.
I don't think he's evolved. I think, when you look at the success early, the game was very different. The Rays didn't spend any money. They hadn't figured out how yet to allocate the funds they get from the other teams to build up the system, and then boom, they did. And they kind of jump past the Yankees. And there's other teams that are doing either comparable or more or slightly less with a lot less of a monetary investment. The money the Yankees waste is laughable. It really is. 888-808-1019. So we told you, you know, what we see. What's the solution? Is there one? Get to the Mets as well. BT and Sal back on the Fan.